This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. It's been a difficult few weeks in Guatemala after the Fuego volcano erupted earlier this month. More than 100 people have been killed and 200 people are still missing. In the midst of all this, Guatemala's government is quietly trying to pass a highly unpopular bill. It would give amnesty to members of the military accused of atrocities, including genocide and torture, during the 36-year-long civil war from 1960 to 1996. Jo Marie Burt joins us to explain. She's a professor at George Mason University and a senior fellow at the Washington Office on Latin America.
The renewed effort to move forward with this law, this proposed revision, which was proposed last fall, came on the heels of a conviction of senior military officers in a human rights trial.
Are we talking about Molina Thiessen?
The Molina Thiessen. I think the timing is not at all coincidental. The fact that several senior military officials were found guilty of crimes against humanity, aggravated sexual assault, and enforced disappearance, and sentenced to between 33 and 58 years in prison for those crimes was a motivating factor for the legislators who are proposing this bill to move forward with it. And it's, you know, the legislators who are proposing the bill, some of them are themselves former military officers. So there's, you know, there's some stake in this for them as well.
Now, obviously, we've been focusing here in the United States on immigration policy. I'm wondering, given everything that's happening in Guatemala, not just with this bill, but also with the volcano, the political situation in Central America more broadly, does that inform anything that we should know about future migration to the United States?
Well, I think it's important to understand for the United States what is propelling migration from Central America into the United States. These are countries that they're still experiencing very high levels of violence, very high levels of inequality and poverty, lack of opportunity, particularly for young people. And these are some of the factors that are pushing people to leave their countries and escape these conditions of extreme violence and poverty. It's a different kind of violence today, but it's born of the failure of democratic governments to protect their populations. So as long as these conditions persist, I think we're going to continue to see waves of people trying to escape.
What's your expectation for this bill in particular? Because it's coming at a time when Guatemaltecos are still essentially putting their lives back together.
Right. I mean, I do think the timing is, you know, it's not a coincidence. I think there's an effort to take advantage of people being distracted by this terrible tragedy of the volcanic eruption to push forward a bill that is, by all counts, both unconstitutional and in violation of Guatemala's international obligations. But it reminds me of what happened in 2013. So when in 2013, Guatemala put on trial the former dictator, Efrain Rios Montt, who was, by the account of the Truth Commission, under his government was the most violent period of the internal armed conflict. He was found guilty of genocide and convicted to 80 years in prison. And within 10 days, the Constitutional Court stepped in, determined that there had been a due process violation, and partially suspended the proceedings, which in effect vacated the verdict. So we've seen this movie before in Guatemala, and it's my hope that the coalition of forces who are promoting accountability and rule of law and justice for victims will prevail and stop this bill from becoming law.
Jo Marie Burt is a professor at George Mason University and a senior fellow at the Washington Office on Latin America. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.